Rays and disks of light shine out from behind purple clouds. The overlapping disks turn sideways to form a colourful row of diagonally ascending bars. Sony Pictures Releasing International. Silhouetted letters appear in turn out of bright white vapour. The letters, now white, reappear side by side on a black background. Catalyst Global Media. A bulb burns brightly in a dark room, casting an arc of light onto a picture hook in the middle of an empty wall. Fluttering moths sizzle on the bulb and become dust. Stolen picture. A video. Slaughterhouse School. Hercades ad Astra. Established 1770.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse. An unashamedly exclusive pillar of excellence. No other school in England, or indeed on Earth, can rival our glorious surroundings.
Slaughterhouse. From these hallowed fields. Bit of a weird name for a school.
Generations of young Slaughterians have left their mark.
I went to see the headmaster yesterday. He was very impressive.
Why are you showing me?
Don, a place has come free next term. This never usually happens. You know, we talked about moving schools. This is our chance.
At Slaughterhouse? Is this an April Fool joke? What?
I drove 6 hours there and back yesterday to see the headmaster. Do I look like I'm bloody joking? You need to knuckle down, work hard like your dad.
Dad left school at 16, Mum.
Dad worked his bollocks off and he never had opportunities like this. You sit around here all day doing bugger all, drinking pop and playing computer games with your friends. And you don't get up till after midday. You're depressed.
You're out of milk, Mrs. Wallace.
Thanks, Mikey. That's what I mean. We need some new friends. You could be rubbing shoulders with the leaders of tomorrow. Future prime ministers, actors, spies, pop stars. You need to learn some survival skills. Get real, Don.
Real? Mum, this ain't real. This is just a bunch of stuck-up twats with a load of money. All right? Look. They've got their own army.
These cadets. They've got other fun activities too. Look, sports, girls. You know, it's like a very exclusive holiday camp.
A pretty blonde girl in the school prospectus.
I love you to bits.
Yes!
Wait a minute.
I knew it. Listen, I knew you'd say yes. Thank God, because I've already paid a year in advance. Don't you dare go changing your mind.
What?
Got your tie. Same colour as my bag.
Mum, can we talk about this?
Let's have a picture. I'm just going to go and get Dad.
No, don't get that. Mum, leave him. He's fine.
It's all right.
With a downcast look, Don lowers the tie and sighs.
Yes, Mrs. Wallace?
Put your arm round, Dad. Can you take a picture, love? He'd be proud of you.
Well, come on then, smile, you posh bastard.
Don cradles a silver urn. Dad, 100% recyclable.
From slaughter to immortality.
Through a stone arch, expensive cars cruise down a long, straight driveway towards the imposing school building. Children carry trunks, golf clubs, and items of furniture up its front steps. Sony Pictures Releasing International presents. In his mum's Renault, Don looks dubious. A drone drops a bottle of red wine. Students prize a boy out of his car.
You're gonna fit right in. What they're gonna do? Eat you alive.
A Catalyst Global Media production.
Love, I know it's been tough for your dad gone. We hit bottom. The worst is over. Look, you're going to school in a bloody palace.
Older boys in tails wield canes.
Oh, cool.
Don's mum hugs him. In a room, a boy sits on a bed listening to a record. He opens an enamel box and takes a pinch of snuff. A shadowy hand slams his window.
Can you hide something for me?
Depends. What is it?
Just this.
Ammo?
Leave it with me.
Thanks.
The boy accepts the air rifle and tin of pellets from a curly-haired boy. Two teenagers kiss while liking images on their phones. A trunk slides downstairs past a wizened matron with a swollen jaw. In association with Stolen Picture and Sony Pictures International Productions, the curly-haired boy releases a young boy from inside the trunk. Slaughterhouse rules.
Ah, Mr. Blake, you're in. Good man.
Mr. Houseman,
sir, I have someone I want you to meet. Come in, Don. This is your new study, and this is Willoughby, your new roommate. Will, this is Don Wallace, our new Spartan.
Welcome to hell. Dab of snuff.
Will's a bit of a legend in Sparta. Takes one to know one, eh? Will's part of a long line of Spartans that have really left their mark. This is your desk, where you shall be spending many a happy hour, I'm sure, studying away like a little beaver, or looking out the window. That's what I did. Now, you got your school book? Yes? That's got everything you need to know in there. Maps, school history, secret tunnels and whatnot.
Oh, bloody heck. Says Viscount. Viscount Seymour. Is that you, love? Are you a Viscount?
No. No, that boy is, no longer with us, unfortunately. Damn it, Will, I thought I gave you orders to clear out Seymour's stuff. How much of it is left? Right, well, if you'll excuse me, I would need to have a word with Matron.
Houseman hurriedly removes Seymour's name tag from the door.
So did you know him, the Viscount?
He was my roommate.
Why'd he leave?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say. But you'll find out soon enough.
Mrs. Wallace fidgets with her fingers.
Right, well, we should let you get settled in. It's very nice to meet you, Will, love. I have a feeling you two are going to get on like house on fire. Remember what I said, Don.
As she leaves, Will cocks the air gun and checks its sights.
Well then, here you are, 2 years stuck in a box with me.
He shoots a pellet at a pinboard, hitting the photo of a young man aiming a gun right between his eyes. A black and gold clock on a columned pediment points to 5 p.m.
Guards and guards, assembling! Come on! God's sake, they're keeping moving at the back.
You go in there with your adult eye and just be yourself. You belong here. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Don enters a circular marble saloon room where statues and gold urns reside in niches around the wall. He looks around at the students, then gazes up at the ornate domed roof. He adjusts his grey woolen jacket, then notices the blonde girl from the school prospectus. With a dreamy look on her face, she clutches a brown art satchel. Approaching her, Don whips a sketch of a nude female out of her satchel.
Excuse me. You dropped this.
Oh. Thanks.
Wow, those selfies.
She glances at him and he looks away.
I don't think you belong here, do you?
Sorry?
We're standing in the girls' house.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Listen, everyone stands in their houses. This is Andromeda. It's the newest house, just for girls. That's Xenophon. It's all the scholars and brain boxes. All super smart, but none of them can beat my friend Kate Chess. Olympus is all jocks and rugger buggers. It's called superstars. And then there's Sparta, which is... Well, it's... I think that's you.
Yeah, thanks.
The S and P of the Sparta sign have been sprayed with a white F, so it reads Farta.
What the hell are you doing?
Me? I was just...
Talking to Upper Six.
Upper Six? Who's Upper Six?
I am. Matthew Clegg, and so is she.
What? Well, she's Matthew Clegg? Or...
No. You don't look at Upper Six, let alone speak to them.
I mean, I was just...
You're speaking. And looking.
Good.
Now keep your eyes on the floor and go and stand with your house.
Order! Thank you. Now.
Oh dear. You've upset Cleggy. It's not a good start. It comes from a long line of war criminals.
Will not be excused from games.
Slacker!
Right now, listen up.
Casper de Brunos, head of school.
Until further notice, bathing in the lakes is strictly forbidden and the woods are completely out of bounds. All those who do not wish to suffer a slow and painful death.
You have no new messages. Repeat saved message.
Hey, it's Audrey. I'm in Africa. And guess what I just found in my suitcase? Your old cricket jumper. Sweetie, it even smells of you. Chin up, okay? Stay strong. This is going to be a great year for you. A great year.
Silence! For the head.
They open white, carved wooden double doors. Wearing a black three-piece suit and an academic gown, a middle-aged man sweeps into the marble saloon. Two upper sixth boys holding black and gold batons escort him.
What's all this?
This is the bat.
He swishes onto a black circular platform. A dog sits in front of him.
Boys, welcome. Welcome back. And girls, of course, of course. Welcome all back to Slaughterhouse, our school, this home from home. Now, when I arrived last year, I promised to shake things up a bit, get Slaughterhouse back on track, make our school great again. A family of proud Slaughterians. Don't forget, I once stood where you are now. Long ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
There are those out there who would like to see us fail. Oh yes, we know about them. Their lies, their gossip, their envy. But I say, bring it on! We'll show them what we're made of. We'll show them our guts. Cry Pacades ad Astra through slaughter to immortality!
Three cheers for the head!
Great. Houseman's jogging in the woods with his headphones on.
What the devil?
Crack attack! Danger! Toxic gas! Clear the area!
Smell that gas! Smell that bullshit! Tell us what's really going on in the woods, headmaster. Why are you shitting on your own doorstep?
Right. Eco-doomsday, take a leap.
You
prick! Contaminated this whole area. Hey, get
this
on!
Genius. Is this Woody's idea?
I'm just a messenger, mate. Wake up! Your house is on fire! Who let the frackers into the school? He did, and we know why.
Thank you. Off
but
you go.
Back off.
You.
I'm not one of you. I don't need to take any of your public schoolboy.
Clegg crushes the protester's hand.
You dare assault a prefect!
The students turn to the headmaster. His flowing sleeves encircle his crossed arms.
Well. There you have it. Our enemies are on the doorstep.
Holy shit.
What's going on, sir?
School's that way.
Yes, I'm perfectly aware.
Jesus!
You're awfully bloody close, aren't you?
I mean, you're practically on the cricket pitch. Get your pads on then, boss.
Woods are out of bounds from the start of term. This fracking tower is now fully operational.
Yes. Yes, I knew about the fracking. I just didn't expect it to be so big.
That's what all the girls say, isn't it, lads? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Tea breaks over, lads.
Let's make some money.
As he jogs away from the gesticulating TerraFrac employees, the earthen path cracks open.
Energy production will always be contentious, but fracking is the future. And thanks to the wonders of shale gas, which exists in abundance beneath our school, we can finally build our dry ski slope and the long overdue prefect's spa.
Clegg takes a white hanky from his pocket and wipes blood from his knuckles.
In the words of Emperor Caligula, let them hate.
Yes, quite.
So long as they fear us.
Will stares at smug-looking Clegg and his lip quivers. He imagines cocking the air rifle. Later, in a corridor, a school tie is hung in a noose over a door with "Lest We Forget" and a devil symbol written above it in red. A snarling lion statue guards a stone staircase. Houseman ambles up them with his hands in his pockets. The headmaster skips down.
Oh, Meredith!
Yes?
I heard you were out jogging. Didn't you get my note about the no-go areas?
Sorry about that, headmaster. Be assured my prefects have been instructed and the areas have been locked down.
Good, good. Now's not the time for the boys to be slipping off to the old haunts. The woods, the lakes, ciggies and tongue sandwiches, that sort of thing.
Perish the thought, headmaster.
And how are things with you, Meredith? You seemed rather upset, taking Audrey to the airport.
Oh, I was just, a bit sorry to see her go, headmaster. She was quite a loss to the school.
Don't sweat it, Meredith. You had a school romance. Delicious. While it lasts. But, you know, these things always end up in a bloody mess. The only couple I know still going strong are me and Mr. Chips.
Isn't that right, Chippy? Come on, Chippy! Let's get some fresh air.
Chips, a scruffy brown and white dog, faithfully follows the headmaster. Across a lake and beyond a field of sheep, smoke billows from a vast drilling rig. A man steps from a portaloo with a dartboard fixed to its front.
Right. Talk to me. What have you got?
Some sort of underground cave system. No wonder that bloody sinkhole appeared. Leads straight down there. I've checked the readings. It's stuffed full of gas.
Bingo. We've hit the mother lode. Send down the pipe and suck it up.
Pump.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh,
you know the drill.
Mr. Lambert, there's somewhere down there, in them tunnels. Look, it's moving.
Oh, looks. Wouldn't worry about that, butler. Probably just some moles.
Pump out Will.
Lambert raises a tumbler to butter, then sips its amber liquid. Outside, a Land Rover approaches a cordoned-off sinkhole. Men in hazmat suits survey the area.
Yeah, I was just saying, I've made a terrible mistake. Audrey? Angel? Audrey?
Meredith? I'm listening.
Yeah, I was just saying, I should have come with you.
Oh, sweetie, Sparta needs you.
After what happened last term?
What was I thinking?
Come on. Hey, we had fun times. We had good times there, but Sparta's your life, you know?
No, no. You're my life. My love, all I want is to be with you.
In South Sudan?
If I can find a replacement coach for the under-16s, then yes, I'll buy her plane tickets. Audrey?
Okay.
Is everything all right? Who's that?
That's Dr. Francois. He wants me to, needs me to assist him. It's all we do here, you know? We're at it all day long, non-stop.
Saving children.
It's so deeply fulfilling. Yeah, sorry, sweetie, sorry. That's Rebel Fighters must be back. I have
Audrey,
to go.
Audrey, Audrey, please, don't go.
Mr. Houston, sir, you're needed.
Matron swabs gunk from the trunk boy's ear. The boys in line grimace and shudder at the drooling matron. Will's in bed reading while Don studies the anti-fracking flyer.
You're not going to get a hard-on for that.
In my kingdom, we banned fracking. It can poison all the water.
It also causes earthquakes.
Earthquakes?
And sinkholes.
It says here there were 600 earthquakes in Oklahoma last year.
Good. Hopefully the fucking school will fall down.
Lights in turn.
All right, Shiv, wait. That's confiscated. Electronic devices in the dorm. You, whatever your name is, into bed.
It's Wallace.
As in William. As in Braveheart.
Blake, explain to me. Why are you such a fucking ponce? You don't even play rugby.
Never touch the balls. It's my motto. Besides, I'm unwell.
Sick note. How did you get that? Suck off the doctor?
It's only a hand job.
Murder! Stop what you're doing! House meeting now!
Move it!
Whose idea of a sick joke was this? Somebody hung this tie from a beam in the downstairs lavatory, and I want to know who the heck it was! Oh, you think this is funny, do you, Hargreaves? Well, I find it deeply offensive. Really? Who could do such a thing? Come on, own up! I want to know who it was! Was it you? You? Well, I am most upset. I'm very disappointed.
Houseman glares around the room and storms out.
Well, I hope this doesn't cast a shadow over the whole House Sparta. I really do. If anybody knows anything about this, they'd better come forward.
With a menacing look in his eye, white blonde Clegg scans the young faces.
Get back to your dormitories.
Now.
Lights out in 3 minutes.
Oh, Armo.
The boy who had your bed.
Viscount.
He died last term. Hung himself in the downstairs box with a school tie. Welcome to Slaughterhouse.
Wearing striped pajamas and a dressing gown, Will shuffles away. Don watches thoughtfully as the boys file past him.
Lights out! Lights out! Lights out!
Lights out!
Now running in the corridor!
Asleep in bed, bathed in pale moonlight, Don's eyes flick open.
He's watching over you, Don. You should take comfort in that. Don't forget how hard Dad worked to get us here. This was his dream. Life's going to get better from now, but you've got to believe that. You do believe that, don't you?
Don? Don? Mr. Wallace, are you with us? Splendid. Now, class, I'm afraid Mr. Prigg will be unable to teach Latin today, or indeed ever again, because he passed away in the holidays. He died here. Alone. But it was a good innings. Anyway, I will be filling his shoes until they can find a suitable replacement. Now, I have to confess, I'm not the world's greatest Latin scholar. It's been a while, but tempus fugit, as they say.
He turns the textbook the right way up.
Page 108.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Per potestate and maleficia, by the power of witches.
Yes, yes, right, yes. Why don't you read Bartlett?
At that moment, as I recall, the earth yawned open by the power of witchcraft.
Name three famous old Slaughterians.
Marquis de Sade, Jack the Ripper, Piers Morgan.
Don't piss about, Wood.
Sorry, Hargreaves.
When was Slaughter Hall built?
1770.
No, that's the year the school was founded. The original hall was built in 1334.
Fuck this!
School motto!
Pecades et astra.
What does it mean?
Never knowing the undersold.
Oh, you twat!
Take it like a man. Give us your cash.
Christ, you've had 3 bloody weeks to learn this, Wood.
Sorry, Hargreaves!
If you're not word perfect when Clegg tests you, you're gonna get feathered and we're both gonna get grounded.
And I caught a glimpse of hell deep below. And a Cerberus waiting to make a meal of me.
Ah, now. Cerberus. The three-headed hound of Hades. Makes life hell for the postman. Get on with it, Bartlett.
It's all there in the school myth. Legend has it that a wandering knight returned from the Crusades and with the help of his faithful dog, slayed a mythical beast that was terrorizing the village of Upper Slaughter. In return, he was gifted this land and the title First Earl of Slaughter, hence the motto,
Slaughter to immorality.
Immortality.
I believe the witch did not spare my throat in pity, but in the spirit of sadism, which it went.
Preparing to evacuate. Hopefully.
Don glances out the window at the Chinook, He notices the blonde girl and Kay in tennis dresses talking to two boys in rugby kit. He waves and smiles, then awkwardly looks away.
I embraced my friend Socrates and kissed him. But he, smelling the stink of the pissing.
What's the point in learning a dead language anyway? Hey, Will, who was the blonde girl in the tennis gear outside? I met her yesterday.
She's a goddess.
She's fit is what she is. What's her name?
Clemzy. Clemzy Lawrence. But it's not worth it.
Why not?
Oh, no. How unfortunate.
A total accident.
And next time, watch where you're looking.
I don't think it's bust. Just mashed. I'm Smudger. No hard feelings, yeah? Coolio. Wait till you're a god.
He clutches his bleeding nose where the rugby ball hit him.
Look, this is the school pecking order. We have Clemzy Lawrence drinking nectar with the gods at the Arcadian orgy, and then down at the bottom in hell, you have Wotan.
Who's Wotan?
That's Wotan.
Hello.
All right. You have gods and dogs, heaven and hell, and somewhere in the middle, we have...
Why am I a limp cop?
Because, Ducky, someday you may well be a god, but until then...
You have to wait your turn.
No, 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 no. This is bollocks, mate. Bollocks, I'm in love. Oh, I mean, you guys can laugh, but I ain't one of you. I ain't part of your pecking order.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Everybody says that. They all sell out by the upper set.
Think of the orgies, man.
Yuri, this six-form orgy is just a myth.
But I must have hope.
Wallace, you want to take Clemzy Lawrence to orgy?
Practice your Latin conjugations.
Amor, amas, amat, amamus, amatis, amas.
Clegg appears.
Ah, a penis. I wonder who drew that.
Clegg gives Will a vindictive look.
What were you talking about in here?
Nothing.
Well, excuse me.
Wallace. Cocky little shit thinks he's got a chance with Clemzy Lawrence.
Honestly, Matt,
it's just...
Sanctions. All week, starting tomorrow at 5 a.m. And don't thank me, thank Wallace here. Everybody out. Stop loafing around, this is a school, not a fucking holiday camp. Wotan, if you fail the house test again, you will be feathered. All right. You're free to go.
Gagged, Wotan rattles his handcuffed arms against the bathroom sink. A dead goose lies by the lake.
Oh, Audrey!
7 a.m., Houseman leaps out of bed. Will lags behind the others.
Jump in! What the fuck is that?
Will steps into the small stream while the others collapse on the grassy bank. Wearing an army uniform and a green beret with a white and pink hackle above the slaughterhouse crest, Clegg spits. He crouches beside Don.
Well, are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying the privilege of your private school education? 5 generations of Cleggs have given their lives for places like this.
Fucking plebeian.
Trying to buy your way in. The only connection you'll make around here is with my boot.
Clegg! Stop fucking mincing!
Get him out, Wallace. Your roommate, your problem.
One will. Jibway, Bolotnikov, top of the hill, and then you can go. Come on. I'm on my back to school. Breakfast ends in 20 minutes. Good luck with that one, Wallace. Up, up, up. Go, go, go! Hey, I'm in
reach. Don drags Will out of the water.
Oh, Christ, is that you?
No, it's the school tunnels. Oh, what a shit down there.
Yeah, it smells like it, mate.
You still hungry? Yeah. I know a shortcut. It's through the woods.
Call this a shortcut? This place is massive.
Whose idea was it to have a school in the middle of bumfuck nowhere?
The parents, probably.
Terrafrack, no entry.
I admit lost, aren't I?
Now, now, Ducky. I'm not lost, I just missed turning.
Would you stop calling me Ducky,
well,
right?
Your name is Donald.
Yeah, but I don't care if my name's Daffy, but...
Filthy smoke churns from the fracking tower.
Shit, the frack is tonight.
They dash into the woods. Don notices red and yellow tape cordoning off an area.
Hey, look at this.
Don ducks under the tape and steps towards a gaping hole in the ground. Will follows and they both stare into its vaporous depths.
Sinkhole.
Damn. Why didn't this happen under the maths block?
Oh, intruder alert. Couple of posh little fuckers.
Watching the surveillance cameras, Butler beckons Lambert. By the edge of the hole, Will grabs a gnarly tree branch.
See how deep it is.
He drops it into the hole. They peer at it, bouncing off the wall.
Christ, mate.
Oh, it's a smell again.
Oh, that ain't no drink. No shite smells that bad.
Look at this. Must be some sort of evil gas.
Let's put it away!
God, that's mine!
No, I don't care!
Give it back!
There. You're gonna get us killed, Will!
Give it back!
Shall we?
Oh, you're a bad man.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
I'm not kidding! Someone bequeathed that to me.
What?
It was a gift from a good friend. Give it back!
We have you surrounded.
Try to escape.
The boys sprint away.
Run!
Butler makes pretend gun noises into the microphone. Behind a tree in the woods, the kissing couple kiss. Will and Don sprint past, then stop in a small clearing and hunch over.
I thought you were sick. You run like a bloody gazelle.
With asthma. I think we're safe.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. Did the mask of truth frighten you? It does that sometimes.
The protesters' leader flicks the mask up.
You the boys that want to buy some drugs? Huh? I got some black ash, I got some chalice, I got some mandy, but I've got ecstasy, I got some acid, I've got some mushrooms!
No, we were just,
Just like,
yeah, there's a...
There's a hole.
It's a big hole.
It's fracking.
Yeah, fracking.
Yeah,
we just see what they're up to.
Oh, you were just wondering what they're up to, yeah?
Wondering what they're up to.
They were wondering what they're up to.
I'll tell you what they're up to, big boy. They're unleashing hell.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? What dost thou mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. I mean, over there is a super massive frack hole. And holes like that, they don't open up for no reason. They're the product of evil men. Fracking Mother Nature. Hinting her, poisoning her, tempting her with their rock-hard toxic cocks. People don't want it. Farmers don't want it. The only people that do want it are the unelected imperialist elite that is Terrafrack.
He and another man spit.
We know what they are. They're bullies. And what better place to learn bullying than here at an English public school? The CEO of Terrafrack and your headmaster? They're school chums from back in the day. Woo! I don't think they knew. They didn't know. See this? Old school tie. Yeah? Wake up. It's how the system works.
But your dads know all about that, eh? What are they? Couple of bankers. No. Come on, tell us. What are they in? Property, hedge funds, insurance.
Recycling.
What? You mean like recycling waste?
Yeah, he takes other people's shit and turns it into cash.
That's funny. Pretty sure my old man does the exact opposite.
Oh, well, pity. It's all going to shit in the end.
Shit we'll end up eating.
This ain't a fucking joke, boys. Huh? We are all gonna eat karma for this. Join the dots. Wars. Drought. Famine. Plague. That's why we're here.
Yeah!
Knee deep in shit.
Yeah!
No flushing latrine.
Yeah!
Don't cheer that one. Because we know that hole, it ain't no mundane chasm. It's a portal. A gateway. And it leads straight down to hell. Now, who wants to buy some drugs?
Get him some drugs!
We're gonna die soon. Go out of a bank.
Yeah. Come on!
The early morning light dawns over Slaughterhouse. It lights upon the bared teeth in a stone dog statue's snarling mouth and the relief carved figures of a man befriending a lion. Inside the house, a desk light shines beneath the portrait of the first Earl of Slaughter, accompanied by a young boy, presenting a severed head on a platter. A beastly eyeball blinks. Don wakes with a fright, looks around the room and clutches his chest. Later, he sits on a stairwell with his phone. He taps on UK News. Old Slaughterian leads frack protest. He glances over his shoulder at the brass wall plaque, Sparta. He flicks his gaze back to his phone and an image of Woodrow Chapman, a well-known and popular student during his time at Slaughterhouse. Don flicks his phone off and stands. Clegg's walking the corridors, shining his torch into rooms.
Hello. Is someone out of bed?
Don creeps downstairs and leans against a door. The door opens. Don tumbles down a wooden staircase and lands on a dusty floor. He shines his phone torch on a couple of rats, then discovers a carved concrete section in a brick wall. Teddy Chapman, Lost, 21st of the 12th, 88, Percades ad Astra. Upstairs, Will writes, "Who's next?" on Matty Clegg's door. He touches a school tie hanging in a noose above the door, then scurries away. Later, Don's in a red phone box with a pained expression on his face.
This place is creeping me out. I'm suffocating.
Don't be daft. You're being over-emotional.
I'm not being over-emotional. I'm tired, all right? I haven't slept in fucking weeks.
All right, Don, calm down. You're coming home this weekend. We can talk about it then. And you can always text me.
I didn't text because this bastard prefix taking my phone.
What do you mean, phone?
Well, sorry. Let you and Dad down, I know.
You've not let Dad down or me.
I don't belong here.
Of course you do.
Fuck, I'm home now.
Oh! Sorry, we thought you were someone else.
Calling Child Helpline.
John? John?
No, it's John. It's my mum. She misses me.
Speak to me,
I told
right?
your mum. No, I'm fine, all right?
What?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You weren't fine.
Yeah,
minute,
I'll see
no.
you soon.
John?
Bye.
No, John,
bye.
No.
She's worried about me, you know. Keep telling her to chill out, but apparently it's much worse at eating.
Well, sorry we interrupted you. Why don't you come with us? We're going to Smoker's Corner, but we haven't got a light.
Yeah. Ladies, lead the way.
Don holds Will's silver lighter up to Clemzy and Kay. As they turn away, he wipes a tear from his eye. Houseman smoking a joint behind the cricket shed. He ducks out of view.
Ah. I was just, amazing grass.
Yeah.
Yes, the cricket pitch just cut to perfection. Good job, lads.
Houseman hides his joint behind his back and smiles at Woody and his mate, their hands clasped around binoculars. As Houseman scuttles off, Woody smokes a joint.
Fucking fascists. This is Smoker's Corner.
A columned lakeside pavilion.
Beats the back of the bike, shares this, doesn't it? I wonder if everyone here smokes.
You're so northern.
It's true, though, isn't it? Like, this is what our parents are really paying for. Nice buildings, traditions.
fucking prime ministers, all that bollocks.
It's a breeding ground.
Breeding what?
What do you think how many of our world leaders spent their formative years in places like this?
That's fucking scary.
Clemsy draws on a cigarette. Don blinks thoughtfully.
Some don't make it, though, do they? Like that Viscount kid, one who hung himself.
Yeah. Seymour. I think he got badly bullied. He had a hard time being gay and got on the wrong side of Matty Clegg.
What happened?
Matty caught him and another boy in the boathouse after dark. Clegg told the parents. Bastard. All got brushed under the carpet, of course.
Everyone says just be yourself. But nobody tells you how hard it is. Especially around here.
Will's in a barred chamber below.
You seem to be doing all right, though. Always smiling.
Well, I am when I see you.
Clemsy smiles at Don. He bows his head for a moment.
Clemsy? I'm really glad...
You dare speak to a sick
woman!
Oh, my God.
Having a cheeky fag, are we? That was my invite. And, Don, where's my lighter?
Cadets!
You need
cadets?
To...
Where?
Run!
Where?
Where? Where? Go!
He's got a
signal! Not now, go!
Clegg and his band of brothers appear by a rotunda housing a statue of Venus.
Help! Help!
Clegg lights and hurls an explosive.
You know you've been smoking? Empty your pockets!
Clegg rolls his eyes as Will and Don sprint out of the gardens towards the lake. Clegg tosses a lit explosive at their feet. Don looks at Will, then kicks it into the lake. Flames burst into the air, propelling everyone backwards. Houseman's watching cricket on TV. He flinches and looks over his shoulder. A sticky vanilla ice cream coats his moustache and threatens to trickle down his fingers. He views the burning lake.
Shall I get that, boss?
Nah, it'd later be the headmaster. Fussing about the methane leak.
Methane leak? Oh, that's a methane leak.
Awesome. Yes, and you're quite sure there's no danger? Very good, very good. Even so, I'd like to voice my concerns with your superior. Yes, well, please do ask him to give me a call.
Here.
Very protective of me.
Aren't you, Mr. Chips?
The authorities, Headmaster, they been able to shed any light?
It's nothing. Simple gas leak.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
Well, a gas leak, Headmaster, sounds rather...
Just a small one, Meredith. Nothing to worry about.
Headmaster, it was a lake of fire.
Yes, well, that is the methane, you see, leaking out of the ground. Anyway, the chaps at TerraFrac say it's all quite normal. And they are the experts, after all. What is it now, Tomkinson?
Another champagne hamper, sir, from TerraFrac.
Yes, thank you, Tomkinson. Thank you.
So this is all fracking related?
Meredith, the substructure of Slaughter Hall is hundreds of years old.
I mean, we have some very leaky drains here. Very old. Tunnels.
Ancient, in fact.
Speaking of matron.
Ah.
It just took us a bit by surprise, is all, sir.
See, look, it is rather concerning, Headmaster. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes, it is. Which is all the more reason why I cannot have boys smoking in such a potentially highly flammable environment. I mean...
Now, I must take this, Headmaster, if you don't mind. It's rather urgent. Audrey,
darling, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Out of his league.
Now, look, boys.
You're both too young, too bright, and quite frankly, too darn handsome to be polluting your bodies in such a reckless fashion.
I don't want to start thrashing pupils like it's
the good old days, but it's clear to me that you do need some correcting. So, I am going to telephone your parents and ask that you not return home tomorrow for the Exeat weekend. Instead, you will remain here and perform sanctions with your house god. Now, who's at Sparta this weekend?
I am, sir.
Good. Well, now, try and use this as a...
Bello, what's up, dude?
Hello, Bello.
Cool.
Two more names to go on there. Blake Wallace. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. in your games kit. Be prepared!
Clegg throws the clipboard he snatched from Bello back to him. At Terrafrac, red shapes appear on the digital monitor as an illuminated rotating blue line sweeps around its dial.
Clemzy, you're up the sixth. You can't be seen talking to Blake and his oiky roommate.
I'll speak to whom I bloody well like. This place is a joke.
But I'll be a joke if the chaps hear about it. I'm being made a god. I've been dreaming about this weekend ever since I got here.
Sup, Woods?
Hello.
Did you pass the test yet?
What does it look like?
Wharton's covered in feathers.
Clemzy, I need you there by my side when I'm anointed by the head boy.
It's just really not my scene, a bunch of dickheads wanking each other off. This is your night. Smudge, look, doesn't mean I don't love you.
Don and Will pass a stone balustrade adorned with spun copper urns.
Snuff. Cheer up, ducky. It's not all that bad. At least you've got me.
So, not going home then? We thought you'd be grounded.
Tough luck, boys.
You going home for the weekend?
To Hong Kong? Don't be ridiculous. I'm playing in a chess tournament in Beijing.
Really? When?
5 minutes. Better run. Hey, Don. You could always hook up with Clemzy.
Clemzy?
She's staying too.
Oh my god. She's here. A weekend alone in paradise with Clemzy Lawrence.
Come on, ducky. Grow up. She's Clemzy Lawrence. Of Belgravia? Who the hell are you?
Thanks, mate.
Just being honest.
Good. It's about time, innit? You haven't told me now about this place, Will. You didn't even tell me Seymour was bullied. Or why he hung himself.
That's none of your business.
None of my business. I sleep in his fucking bed, Will. Someone died and you act like you don't even care. You're supposed to be my roommate.
Thanks a lot. No wonder he fucking topped himself.
Go and do some snuff, you weirdo.
Don runs up the stone staircase, leaving Will looking forlornly at the Corinthian arch beyond the lake pavilions. Don crosses the marble saloon and stands facing an equestrian statue of George I. Clemzy and Smudger are sitting on its base. With her arm linked through his, they laugh. She rests her head on his shoulder and he holds her hand. Wharton's in the phone box.
I'm sorry I failed the test. Please, Willie. Let me come home. I promise not to be a nuisance to you and Steve. But please.
All this love in separation. All this quiet desolation. I am burning up inside. I don't know my own mind. Feels like I could disappear.
Will sits between stone columns, drinking vodka. He tears a page from a notebook and screws it up. Don gazes sadly across the lake.
Now the moon is a poison dagger.
Happy bloody weekend.
A skull's being sketched. Will takes a school tie out of his pocket. He lies on a couch with headphones on and flicks on his lighter.
Wow, 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 baby, goodbye.
Don tosses a red snooker ball in the air, then rolls it onto the table. Will gets off the sofa. Don leans against the snooker table.
That's none of your business.
None of my business.
Whose idea of a sick joke was this? Who did it? I want to know. Own up.
I think he's badly bullied.
He was my roommate.
Was it you?
Your roommate, your problem.
You!
He was my roommate.
I sleep in his fucking bed.
Hold up! Hold up! Was it you? You!
You'll find out soon enough.
Standing with a tie noose around his neck, Will flicks his lighter off and pushes at the suspended rifle with his foot. Don bursts into the room.
Oh, fucking prick. Really bloody killed me. Oh, mate. You're a bloody drama queen, you know that.
Collapsed side by side on the sofa in their room, Will sips vodka.
I'm sorry for what I said, mate. Right? You're not that bad. Life ain't that bad.
Yes, it fucking is.
Don notices a letter on his desk, propped against the snuff box and addressed to Ducky. He smiles and grabs it. Will tears it up.
Is that where you were leaving me? Your snuff box? Did you bequeath it to me? What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Will, you've got years of snorting tobacco ahead of you. Years. All right? You're not him, Will. You're not Seymour.
He was all I had.
Yeah, but then rage. All right? Rage against the...
machine?
Dying of the light.
Yeah, well, whatever. The point is, you've hit the bottom, all right? But you're on the way up. Things can only get better. It can't get any darker now.
Don't tell me you've found someone else.
Meredith, you know I have.
Houseman presses his glass of wine to his forehead. Audrey cuddles a small boy.
This is Ibrahim. How can I just leave him and come back?
What? Could you bring him with you? Hey, Eve. Hello, little man. Do you like cricket?
Meredith.
Slaughterhouse shakes and the lights flicker. The image of Audrey with Ibrahim and a group of waving children pixelates. Ornaments drop onto Wooten's desk and Kay's chess partner disappears from her laptop. Slaughterhouse blacks out.
Right, everybody gather round. Better do a body count. One, two, three, four, fag, six.
And fellows in the bath?
Seven. There's no power anyway. Blackout for miles. Everybody sits tight until I've gathered further intel. Matron, will you take some candles up to the headmaster, please? Lock up behind you. Nobody leaves Sparta.
Clegg, where's Meredith?
Mr. Houseman? He's not feeling well. He's taken to bed. I'm in charge now.
Clegg leans over with his lantern.
What was that?
The sinkhole gurgles. In their metal office, Lambert's on a brick-like phone.
No, the shafts have completely failed. It's only an earthquake. It's an occupational hazard.
Boss, look at this. Those things, whatever they are, they're out.
Out.
The shafts are blown. There is no way. The sinkhole.
Wearing hazmat suits, they both lean back and glance to their right. Over the hill, Woody's in his tent, surrounded by mushrooms, while other protesters party outside.
Xanadu, did Kubla Khan a pleasure to have you?
Evacuate! It's doomsday!
You don't want to stay for dinner? Turns out these little babies, they love fracking. It's made them fucking bonkers.
Get off your fucking tits!
Oh, I'm out. Where are you going? They're not going to bite you.
Evacuate! Come on, let's go!
You're not going to bite him, are you?
What the hell is going on?
Something bangs against a metal barrier.
Fuck me. Who's got a weapon?
Give me that fucking taser.
You gotta use that.
Hey, watch out, I'm over there!
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry. Sorry. Shall we tell the headmaster?
Sod the headmaster.
It's the bloody choppers. We need choppers. Through
the green eyes of the beast, workers turn and flee. Lambert waves his arms about for a chopper. Blood spurts everywhere. The beast consumes Butler.
But these mushrooms stop.
Startled, Woody drops his red and white spotted toadstool. His gold front teeth shine.
What's the sound again? They're back. Teddy, stay put. I'm going to come and get you.
Woody clutches a small photo of him and his brother in Slaughterian rugby kit. A helicopter searchlight encircles Woody. Don's at the window with binoculars.
Sounds like there's a war going on out there. Maybe the frackle's blown up.
Sorry for putting you through all that. I'm such a tit.
Don't be daft. You just can't handle your drink.
Will's nursing the vodka bottle. In the corridor outside their room, Clegg walks towards their door. He flashes his torchlight along the walls and swings his cane in his right hand.
Stop this.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go take a look.
Don't tell Cleggy.
Oh, fuck Clegg. Come on, Doc. Let's have some fun.
Don takes a gulp of vodka. Clegg crouches down and listens at their door. He turns and walks across the landing and out of view. He scans the record spinning on a turntable hooked up to a battery with leads. He flicks his torch onto a metal shield, bedecked in school ties. He grips a handful of ties.
I figured it out.
Figured what out?
Guy in the forest with a beard. Proper to do, he's an old Slaughterian.
How do you know?
I did a bit of digging. His name's Woodrow Chapman.
Wait, Woody Chapman?
Yeah, why? Do you know him?
He's the school legend. He's the big brother of Teddy Chapman.
The plaque in the basement. Chapman.
That's Teddy. He and Woody were trying to escape, and he disappeared down in the tunnels. They've been sealed ever since.
What happened?
Oh, that, my friend, is the most terrifying story of them all.
What is that? It's your little schoolboy.
Lindsay! Kate! Queen of cunts!
What are you doing?
We're going to investigate.
And you're the backup.
All right.
I can't drink any more of that. Pretend it's the end of the world for all that's left of humanity.
There's no need to pretend, darling. We'll soon be eating each other.
We're all going to die.
The four students emerge into a small clearing and stop in their tracks. The blue light from their torches arcs around the remains of the protesters' camp. Flames and smoke billow from collapsed tents and a burning helicopter.
Told you there was a war going on.
What is this place?
The actual frack camp.
They have a Chinook. They've got power over there.
Deeper into the woods, spotlights glow in the misty night air, silhouetting a Land Rover parked between tall, straight tree trunks. Will, Don, Clemzy, and Kay step cautiously over fallen branches and soft undergrowth. The lights of Terra One, the Land Rover, are on and its door is open.
We need to call the police.
Please. What was that?
Hello?
It's a fox.
A fox?
Over here.
Kay crouches by a tree stump.
What's a... What the hell is it? It's a...
It's fucking ugly.
It's got a... snaggle tooth.
That thing needs to see a fucking dentist. Guys, don't be mean. It's kind of cute.
Cute?
Yeah. Hey, hey, little baby. It's your mummy.
Clemzy!
Help me!
Clemzy! No, no, Clemzy, watch out! There's a sinkhole! Clemzy!
The maggoty creature leaps down Clemzy's shirt. She rips it off and bundles the creature up inside it. In her black lacy teddy, Clumsy smacks it against the tree stump, squirting blood and guts everywhere.
The ecstasy of death. You okay? You're all right, Clumsy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You killed it.
Give Boudicier a fag.
In a trance-like state, Clumsy readies her hand. Will gives Don his lighter. The flame burns green.
Tob. Foxy again.
Will you stop saying it's a fucking fox? It's clearly not a fox, is it, Willoughby?
Right, Whitman. Death beckons. You'll move.
So, let me see. I'd like to summon a demon, please, Hargreaves.
You would you? Just like that.
Bring the darkness.
But I'm a necromancer.
You're a dick. Roll 20. If you miss, you die.
That's tyranny!
That's the rules, bitch. 20.
You know, Hargreaves, one day I'm going to be a god, and then I'm going to fucking...
I can't quite see you at the Arcadian orgy somehow.
Oh, and you're perfect sex god material, aren't you?
Fuck off.
What is an orgy anyway?
Oh, for fuck's sake, would you just roll, please? 20 or death?
He rolls a 20.
What's that sound?
What's that smell? Oh, Hargreaves, Jesus! That's evil! Talk about summoning the dead! For fuck's sake, come on!
Good grief. What's all this? And why are you exposing yourself?
Oh, sorry, sir.
Something you need to see. What is it? Someone's head?
Not just a head, sir. It's a whole body.
Oh, goodness. I am intrigued.
He peels open Clemsy's blood-stained white school shirt.
Dear God. This looks like Tuesday's pudding.
Bit of custard on it. Be nice.
Sir, it attacked Clemsy.
I'm afraid I had to kill it, sir.
Sir, if you look closely, you can still make out the jaw. See? The carnassial teeth, clearly visible. It's a carnivore. I think quite possibly a rare or even undiscovered subterranean subspecies.
God. It bites Kay's pencil. Oh,
fascinating. Thank you, Matron. Thank God for rat poison, eh? I'll tell the ground staff on
sir,
Monday.
Sir, this is way beyond rats. You need to call the police, now.
The police? Clemency. This is a school matter. We're not bothering the wazzers.
Sir, we've been to the frack site.
No. No, Mr. Spray and the ground staff will see to the vermin on Monday. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to have to notify your parents.
What?
I cannot have pupils wandering about in the middle of the night after explicit orders.
Are you serious?
In the forest. An area you all knew was strictly out of
no!
This is what you're going to do. You're going to put us in the car, and you're going to drive us all to the nearest police station. Right fucking now! Sir.
What exactly?
There's something in the woods.
Do you have your car keys, sir? Only, I think we should probably be getting off. Fairly soonish.
The monster views the porticoed front steps. As Clegg appears in his army kit with a blacked face, Hargreaves cowers and Wootton leaps out of his seat.
Anybody seen Blake or Wallace?
No, Clegg.
Stand up straight when you speak to a house god. And you take off those fucking ears. Now.
Hargreaves removes his large rubber elf ears.
Nobody leaves.
Will helps himself to the headmaster's liquor.
Keys. 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 Ah, presto.
Thank God, let's go.
Wait, there won't be enough room in the car. Who's going to stay and hold the fort? Lawrence, you're up for six.
Absolutely not. If anyone's staying, it should be you.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm driving.
But you're the one who's responsible. You've done this, you and your dodgy frat buddies.
Now,
Just you jolly well hold on.
She's right though, isn't she?
The old boy in the wood, he told us all about you. You and Terrafrack.
Oh, dear. I fear you have been poisoned by the ravings of a lunatic.
He's not mad. He's...
my old roommate. Class of 88.
Old school sign. Yeah? Wake up.
What would he been telling you, eh? There's a sinister evil lurking beneath our school. He's been playing the same old record since he was 14 years old. Now look, boys! I get it, and girls. The world's a bloody mess, and you want someone to blame. But the truth is, there is nothing dodgy about Terrafrag. They are a heavily regulated and highly reputable energy supplier. And without their help, we simply do not have the funds to maintain our school. Fact. Don't try and stop me, Chippy. And while we're talking about facts, I'm getting sick to death of this endless scaremongering about hydraulic fracking. There is no danger. There is no risk. The only genuine risk is of a bankrupt United Kingdom with no affordable energy. Or worse, energy entirely dependent on China.
Well, by golly, you may not care about this country of ours, but I'm not giving up without a fight. We are drilling for shale gas if it's the last thing we...
Punch! There's a big dog!
A dark reptilian-like creature with a long tail leaps through the window and devours the matron. Oil from a smashed lantern burns green. As it rears its head and roars, guts drip from bloody, razor-sharp teeth in its gaping mouth. They flee outside, leaving Mr. Chips in the luminous sights of the milky-eyed monster.
To the schooner! Open it!
Damn, it's a rental. You see, the Jag's got a flat.
Are you serious?
Try again! Open the door!
You're pressing the wrong button! Give that to me!
What did you do that?
For fuck's sake, just get in and drive!
Seatbelts, everyone.
Right, hurry!
All right, I'm going as fast as I can.
I am not driving without my seatbelt.
Please, sir, just hurry up!
You're making me nervous!
Making me nervous, sir!
Brace yourselves, children!
He reverses into something.
Mr. Chips.
Oh, no. Chips, Chippy! Oh, dear God!
Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
What the hell is he doing?
From a moment, he just reversed over his best friend.
What the hell was it?
Some kind of rare, undiscovered subterranean subspecies! And you've pissed it off!
The headmaster's headless torso slumps onto the bonnet, spurting blood from its arteries. His head slides down the windscreen. The monster stomps its slimy feet onto the bonnet and shakes its head as it bellows at them. Dom slams the car into reverse, presses one hand on the accelerator, and spins the monster off the bonnet. He slams the car into reverse again.
Stop! We're in a fucking hedge! Let me drive.
Clemsy reaches over from the back seat to steer. Don bumps the radio, lies on the driver's seat and pushes his hands on the pedals. He's mesmerized by Clemsy's cleavage.
In the morning mist, two lovers kiss. And the world stood still.
Oh, fucking break now! Jesus Christ!
The beast shoots off the bonnet and smashes through a large window at the front of the house. Kay staggers towards the scene of destruction and shines her torch on the blood dripping from jagged shards of glass.
Oh, Clemsy, that is a lot of glass.
Is it dead?
Dead? It's been dissected.
Really, Clemsy?
That's the second living thing you've killed this evening.
Guys, how many more are there?
They slam the Skoda into gear and speed to a crossroad. Its white signpost labeled Slaughterhouse points behind them.
What? Why are you stopping?
Clemsy, come on, drive. I have to go back. The smudger, I can't leave him. He's my brother.
Smudger? He's your brother?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, we gotta go back for your brother.
Do we, though?
Thank you, Don.
Clemsy, he's your brother. All right, we can't leave your brother behind, can we? Come on, guys, we can do this.
We're all going to die.
Hargreaves and Wharton greet them.
Guys, what happened out there?
Clemsy ran into a creature.
Where's Mr. Houseman?
No sign of him. Claire's gone too.
Clegg.
Maybe he's been eaten.
Don't get your hopes up.
Well, we need to hurry up. What time is it?
It's tool up time.
What is all that crap?
It's the games cupboard. You find anything in here?
Cricket pad.
Last worn by the Duke of Clarence.
Last worn by Hargreaves.
Wait a sec.
I used condom.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
It just needs some petrol.
Get fucking real.
Clemsy grabs a pike from an armored knight. Kay wields a cricket bat and Hargreaves aims his air rifle. Will and Don dramatically illuminate their faces.
Where is your brother?
He's at a party.
Mudge's hands are strung out and he's being whipped.
Cripes. He's gonna finger her. Oh, he is. He is. He's a bloody animal.
Let me have a go, please.
No.
Hargreaves, give him a bloody go. You're torturing him.
Yeah, I want to go.
This is it. This is Smudger's initiation. And let's wear togas and talk fucking Latin, orgy.
You have to stop it at once. Good luck with that. I've been planning this all term.
No wonder the country's fucked. It's been run by these nobeds.
Get him out! It's an emergency!
I don't speak Latin, and anyway, Europe is sick. Aren't there rules about these kind of things?
Don, he's my brother. He's...
A guy reaches under Smudger's toga.
He's getting anointed by the head boy.
Wow, this handsome mask.
Please, Don, for me.
All right, go on, Will.
Righto, yes, I'll just keep watch from up here.
What do you mean, keep watch? Come on, give me a hand.
A hand? Never touch the balls, right? Especially his.
Latin translation, make way for the head of school.
Pop it.
Cesare.
Don steps out from behind a bush.
Never touch the balls. What a load of bollocks.
What the devil's going on? Matthew! Where's everybody? Hargreaves!
Houseman leans on a banister.
Sparta!
A beast watches the orgy. The guy says, Cor, I don't half fancy you. She replies, I love it when you talk dirty. She pulls him to her and kisses him.
Smudger, wake up. It's time to go, mate. Come on, mate, it's breakfast time. Clemsy's here, mate. And the master's been eaten by a wild animal. You shit yourself. Smudger! Smudger, we got to go, and if you think I'm carrying you, got another thing coming.
A new boy.
No,
restrain
I'm not part of this.
Him.
No, I'm just visiting.
Where did they come from?
Guys, the Minotaur's back.
Hey, stop! We've got to get out of here, you lunatic! Stop, listen! Oh, fucking hell!
It's going 50 shades.
What? Give it back, now.
Oh, this is not going to plan.
Come on, we've got to go help him.
He's having fun.
Wait a minute! Get down here, quick!
You don't get this type of thing in Doncaster, you know.
Fuck! We want to go save them both. Right, you take that. You two with me. Come on.
Don's blindfolded, strung out by his arms and lashed. Amsie hands Wotan her pike and beckons Kay and Will. The blackened face of Clegg looms up behind Don.
I've come to get you, Wallace.
Christ!
Shh, shh, shh. When this lot wake up, they're gonna find you skinned like a rabbit. Edisaba vosigo et irumaba. Do you know what that means? No, of course you fucking don't. It's Latin. For I'm gonna fuck your face.
Bloody hell. It's Clegg.
Clegg? Who's he gonna shag?
Wallace, by the looks of it.
Let me have another go, please.
Oh, what the hell is going on here? There's no power! Sparta's completely empty! And who put me to bed?
In his dressing gown, Houseman faces Hargreaves and Wotan. The couple by the lake make out. He says, you're so warm and wet and wide. They look between her legs to find his hand inside a beast's mouth.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
What was that?
Blood sprays from the guy's wrist.
It's happening.
He's got a big knife and down. There's an orgy down there.
Stop shouting! I have got a splitting headache.
The head's dead.
And so is his dog.
As the creatures feast on the students, a girl's arm disappears down a blood-filled mouth. A wounded Clegg drags himself forward. A monster gnaws at a guy's crotch. Blood splatters Don.
No!
Oh, you came for me! Thank God!
Right, help me carry Smudger.
Your brother, yeah.
Mummy.
Severed body parts lie in pools of blood amongst pomegranates, grapes, and lanterns.
What are you doing with this? This pike saved the first Earl of Slaughter from the beast.
What the devil?
We've been trying to tell you, sir.
A blubbery beast lumbers towards them. It lunges at Houseman. Houseman falls on his back with the ancient pike in the air. The beast jumps at Houseman and is speared. Its carnivorous jaws chomp. As it thrusts forward, the pike pokes out its back. As it dies, its tongue flops into Houseman's mouth. The students charge at it. In a frenzied attack, they beat it to a pulp. Flesh, guts, and viscous grey goo splatter Houseman's face.
I rather think it's dead, don't you?
Sorry, sir. We should find somewhere to hide. Right now.
Smoker's Corner?
In the lake pavilion, Clemsy comforts Smudger. His head rests on her chest while she rubs his arm. Will smokes. Don's lost in thought. Hargreaves stands guard by a window while Wotan lights a cigarette for him.
It's pretty dark. Do you think we've hit the bottom yet? It's funny to think, an hour ago, I was about to top myself. And here we are, fighting for our lives.
Houseman's phone, Audrey waving, no service.
He looks like he's given up. Come on. We need to keep moving. Get back to the house.
Save the children. Try and save the children.
Mr. Houseman, sir. We need you. Right? Please. Help us.
Yes. Help. Yes, help you. Right. where did they come from?
The creatures, where are they from?
Out of the ground, sir. We think. There must be a nest somewhere.
And how many are there?
Don't know.
For heaven's sake, enunciate, Wotan. It's the setup.
Sorry,
no slouch. Keep it together, man.
Yes, sir.
There were four at the river, plus the one that ate the head.
So there's five.
At least five.
Right, so we must assume that there is a herd or a pack or a hive. I'm sorry, I don't know what the correct collective noun is.
Frack? Yeah, frack sounds good.
I agree.
Yeah, I like frack, yeah.
Mm, me too.
Jolly good. A frack of what?
Who the frack cares? They just ate half the upper sick.
alive.
Smudger, I'm sorry. At least they died doing something they enjoyed.
A distress flare.
Someone's in distress.
We need to call the army.
Probably is the army. In distress.
The cadet range. Team. We need firepower.
They troop in single file through the woods by torchlight. Houseman crouches by a bush and gestures for the others to wait. He glances at a half-brick, half-wooden shed with hatch doors covering an opening.
Stand back. I'm gonna ram it.
Wait, where's Smudger?
Houseman flies through Smudger's open hatch.
That door's open. Okay, come on.
Damn shoulder!
Sorry, sir.
I think I dislocated it.
Houseman's face down on the floor.
Guns, firepower.
Now we can blow shit up.
Language, Wooden.
Sorry, sir.
Hargreaves, get the generator on.
Right.
Girls, glow sticks.
Sir.
Willoughby.
Sir.
Water. Smudger.
Yeah.
Find yourself some trousers, for God's sake.
Cool it.
Right, let's have a look at this. John.
Sir.
Throw me the bat.
Houseman fumbles.
Sorry, sir. Oh, you all right?
Yeah, it's the old wound. Killed my cricketing career, you know. Could have bowled for England once upon a time.
You're a good man, sir. You know that.
Yes, well, maybe thank me when we're all out of here, yes? Now, be a good boy and smash that lock off, would you?
Don arms himself with a fire extinguisher.
Aha! Let there be light!
Clegg rattles keys.
Here. Looking for these, are we?
Matty! You're alive! Thank God. Are you all right?
I'm fine, sir. It's just a scratch.
Right, well, very happy to hear that. Very happy indeed. Now, we have to get this gun rack open at once.
You're not thinking of giving firearms to these two, are you, sir?
Well, yes, we've got to get all hands on deck.
Clegg shoots the ceiling and a beast growls.
These two degenerates need to answer for their crime.
What are you talking about, crimes?
The school ties, sir. In the downstairs lavatories. And over my door.
Willoughby?
Is that your idea of a little joke?
You and Seymour?
A pleb and a queer. Tell me, Blake, am I going to find you buggering him too?
Matty, stop it!
Well, look, we can talk about that later. Now is not the time. You've lost a lot of blood.
There's always one or two, sir. Trying to destroy our school.
And what would be the point? There'll always be pricks like you.
Matthew, put that gun down! Matthew! Lower your weapon, that's an order!
He shoots Houseman's thigh.
I'm establishing a new order.
It's madness!
This is doomsday.
Disgraceful behavior!
Wallace, Blake, on your feet now. We'll shove these two perverts out the front door.
And while they're being eaten alive, we can make a run for the tunnels.
You're not serious.
Yes.
Clegg, you're a sick bastard.
Hey! I'm giving you a chance to be school martyrs. They may even put your name up on a plaque.
The first Wallace to die like a gentleman.
Think how proud your daddy would be.
No, you don't.
Hey! Matthew, will you stop doing that?
Outside, both of you, now. Everyone else, stand by.
A signal!
Houseman reaches a bloodied hand into his dressing gown pocket.
Audrey!
Audrey, my darling, I'm here. We're all. The children. Is this the safe? Look, they're with me.
Don fights Clegg.
Something terrible has happened at the school.
You're breaking out.
Audrey, can you hear me? We must call for Helen, please.
Text her before we lose the signal.
Yes. S.O.S. Slaughterhouse. Sausage in.
Enough, Clegg. Let him go. And put your hands in the air.
I'm not taking orders from a fourth year, Hargreaves.
I'm not going to ask you again.
Oh, you don't understand. This is war!
This is Sparta.
Hargreaves,
You shot me in the neck. Wow.
Oozing with blood, Clegg staggers towards the open window.
You're a fucking disgrace to the house!
He aims a gun at them.
You pathetic fucking plebs.
Two creatures chew his arms, his gun fires and ignites a distress flare. Houseman pokes it with the cricket bat. It rips Clegg's arm off. Clegg's dragged out the window. Houseman's drenched in Clegg's blood. Then a beast latches onto his arm. Audrey's image flickers on his phone.
Children! Save yourselves! Get to the tunnel!
Houseman's pulled out the window.
Now's our chance. Run.
You're breaking up. Look, I'm not coming home, Meredith. I'm sorry. It's over for us. It's over.
Come on.
The children sprint through the dark night. On the grass, Mr. Chips licks the severed, clawed hand of a beast. The school looms into view. The students' moon shadows streak ahead of them as they stumble and fall on the manicured lawns in front of Slaughter House. They sprint up the stone staircase, then shine their torches into the hole behind Chapman's carved concrete plaque. The rats scurry away.
Someone's had the same idea. The not so very secret tunnels.
Well, who's going first?
Ladies?
Excuse me. Coming through.
Come on, go, go, go!
With glow sticks and torches in hand, they crawl through the rectangular opening leading to the ancient tunnels.
Christ! Tunnels, my ass. This is a sewer.
Clemsy gags and hunches over. Wotton shines a torch on the stone walls.
Hey, I know this.
It's the story of the school.
What does that say?
Look, it's the First Earl driving the beast back into its cave. The First Earl of Slaughter constructed the original house on top of the beast's lair. This whole labyrinth was carved out by the beast itself.
So we're hiding in its fucking lair! Thanks, Mr. Houseman. Coming down here was a really crap idea!
Guys, Wotton finally passed the house test.
Nice one. Shame we're all gonna die.
So, yeah.
Shut up, Willoughby.
Maybe we should go back.
To where that creature's waiting.
What was that?
Something touched my leg!
That was me, sorry.
Your hands are fucking freezing.
Shall we split up?
Split up! What are you saying?
Okay, mathematically speaking, our chances of finding the right way are much...
Mathematically speaking, we're the spider roots are fucked!
It followed us! It's got into the tunnel!
Smudge's face is smeared with tears and makeup. Still wearing a toga, he careers down a tunnel. As the others hastily follow, their torch beams weave frantically over the claw-scraped stone. They suddenly stop.
There's gotta be another way out!
We're gonna die down here. Like Teddy Chapman.
I'm gonna die unfulfilled.
I'm gonna die a virgin. I'm gonna die in Greek sandals.
They huddle together.
Where the fuck do we go now?
Torchlight glints off Woody's gold teeth.
You two still looking for some drugs?
Woody Chapman, thank God.
He's Woody Chapman.
Never heard of him.
Has anyone seen my little brother? Huh? Teddy! I've come back for you!
Woody,
I've got a phone.
Woody, so sorry, mate. Teddy's gone. Okay, but you need to help us get out of here.
Any way out of hell?
No, don't be daft. You got out before, remember?
Yeah, you came down with Teddy. You tried to escape.
Escape? We weren't trying to escape. We were trying to blow up the school. We all knew about the gas down here.
Blow it up?
Like Guy Fawkes?
Like kaboom! It was my idea. We got separated. I lost Teddy. Something happened.
It was them, wasn't it?
Those creatures. The beasts.
You got out right. How?
Found the path.
Path?
What path?
There's a path.
The path to immortality. Lucky?
Yeah, and now?
Unlucky.
Creature views them pressed against a wall. Will tosses a glow stick in front of it and it rears up.
What do we do now?
We need a distraction, like a fake move in chess.
Yes, exactly. Will, you distract it, mate.
What? The light?
These creatures, they're subterranean.
They live underground?
They live underground.
Yes.
And it's dark underground, so these creatures, they must hate light. Give me your torch.
It's mine.
Now hand it over. I'm a prefect.
And I'm a house god.
Fair play.
Sparta 88.
Have some of this, you little bitch.
I'm a servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Arnon. Go back to the shadows.
Nothing to be frightened of. What's this?
Woody shines the torch into the creature's milky green eyes and approaches it with his hand held out.
Like a doggy. Hey, actually, he's all right. He's quite nice.
Smudgy genius at work.
And I got an E in biology.
Where's the cat?
While Clemsy and Don exchange intimate smiles, the beast wraps its toothy jaws around Woody's torso. The students pull Woody's arms. He comes free, and the creature bounds off.
That was close. I shouldn't have said cat, sir. I shouldn't have said cat.
Woody's chewed in half and blood pumps from his entrails.
Teddy? What are you doing here? Teddy? Because there's a way out. He's got to follow them. You've got to follow them.
The beast lunges out and snatches Woody's body. The students shuffle backwards. They leap to their feet and scarper down a narrowing arched tunnel branching off to the right. They pause at a junction. A creature pokes its head through a hole and they turn the other way.
There's an air current. It's defogging.
The path to immortality. Go down there, go!
The immortality?
Come on, quick!
Feet first, and one by one, they climb down a narrow, crevice-like opening. At the core of the tunnels, circular shafts of light shine through several openings. The frack of slimy creatures writhes as the beast gorge themselves in a pit.
They're right above us!
A beast drops out of a hole above them.
It's the bloody frack!
And that's our bloody way out!
Don, your tie.
What?
Give me your tie!
Hit the bottom, eh? Be a flame, Ducky.
Welcome to hell, you son of a bitch! Move it!
Will snags Don's noose tie around the beast's jaw while the others run past.
Don! Come on!
Don glances over his shoulder. Clemsy holds the back of his neck and kisses him.
Don't fucking die.
Go!
The others reach a metal gate. Will grapples the beast, his red glow stick burning brightly. Don discovers Will's snuffbox on the ground.
There was snuff!
Don blows snuff into the beast's face. It shakes its head and collapses. Above them, a gigantic beast swivels its head.
No!
Will and Don get to their feet and run down an arched brick tunnel. The beasts galumph after them. The students heave on the metal gate. It swings open and they burst out into bright sunshine. Will and Don approach the light at the end of the tunnel.
Will, give me your lighter.
It isn't mine. It was his.
Will hands Don the silver lighter engraved with an ornate S.
Come on, Seymour. If you're out there, be a flame! Read this, motherfuckers.
The green flaming lighter explodes in the tunnel. As the students sprint away from the grotto beneath the Temple of Venus, green flames lick through the tunnels, engulfing all beasts in their path. Statues in the Marvel Saloon wobble and smash off their plinths. The students fall to the shaking ground and lie on the grass. The fracking tower explodes, balls of orange flames churn skywards, and thick smoke fills the air. Slaughterhouse is obliterated by an atomic-like explosion of fire and smoke that billows and mushrooms into the air. Now sitting in a row on the grass verge, the students stare at the roiling ball of fire, expelling embers and smut into the lavish surroundings. Will clutches Don's wrist and wraps his school tie around it.
Congratulations, Ducky. Really left your mark.
Will, Don, Clemsy, Kay, Smudger, Hargreaves and Wootton shuffle together and wrap their arms around each other.
My mom is gonna fucking kill me.
Let's go.
Mr. Chips scampers through the woody undergrowth with a human hand in his mouth. The students stride down the school drive. Don and Clemsy hold hands. Mr. Chip stops by Houseman's body and licks his blood-soaked head.
Audrey. Audrey, darling, I knew you'd come back.
I'm alive! Children! Children, I'm alive! Where are you? Little shits!
Thick black smoke plumes behind the motley crew of seven students striding towards the end of the school drive. With laddered stockings, Clemsy pats Don's hand and smiles at Kay. Hargreaves and Wootton elbow each other in jest, and Will smiles. Audio description written and recorded by Andrea Breton of Motion Picture Solutions. Directed by Crispian Mills. Screenplay by Crispian Mills and Henry Fitzherbert. Story by Luke Passmore and Crispian Mills and Henry Fitzherbert. Produced by Charlotte Walls. Executive producers Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. Executive producers Diego Suarez Chialvo, Josephine Rose. Co-producer Huberta von Liel, Director of Photography John de Borman, BSc, Production Designer Matthew Button, Editors David Freeman, Victoria Boydell, Peter Christelis. Asa Butterfield, Finn Cole, Hermione Caulfield, Michael Sheen, with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Casting Director, Colin Jones. Music by John Ekstrand. Costume Designer, Colleen Kelsall. VFX Supervisor, Sebastian Barker. in alphabetical order, Yuri, Jasser Aluwalia, Casper De Brunos, Jamie Blackley, Willoughby Blake, Asa Butterfield, Bello, Corey Chambers. Don Wallace, Finn Cole, Wooten, Kit Connor, Clemzy Lawrence, Hermione Caulfield, Butler, Alan Drake, Mikey, Charles Evans, Tomkinson, Charlie Fitzherbert. Chibwe, Ahaji Fofana, Poppet, Hanako Footman, Woody Chapman, Nick Frost, Edger, Gary Golding.
As headmaster, I have always been a firm believer that cream rises. Here at Slaughterhouse, we are proud to be the whisk to your child's precious cream as they prepare to make themselves felt in the world. At Slaughterhouse, you will find a family that is ready to fight for you. Cry Pacades ad Astra through slaughter to immortality.
Scholar Bartlett, Rohan Gotterbed, Babs Wallace, Joe Hartley, The Beast, Nick Kellington, Kay, Isabella Laughland, Lambert, Alexander McQueen. Dr. Francois, Levi Massouet, Meredith Houseman, Simon Pegg, Red Dreads, Neil Pendleton, Hargreaves, Max Raphael. Clegg, Tom Rees-Harries, Audrey, Margot Robbie, The Bat, Michael Sheen, Matron, Jane Stannis, Smudger, Louis Strong, Teddy Chapman, James Woodruff. Credits continue to roll. Copyright 2018, Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc., all rights reserved. Columbia Pictures, Inc. is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. MovieTech, Panelux, a Panavision company, Motion Picture Association of America, number 51733. Catalyst Global Media, Stolen Picture. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Sony Pictures Entertainment SPE and its wholly owned film divisions did not receive any payment or other consideration for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Sony, released by Sony Pictures Releasing International.